Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. It's Friday.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, I'm telling you. Let's get right to the price. Right now, the Bitcoin price is $66,900. And yeah, today we pumped up further than we were yesterday. So yeah, you can see the last 3 days, we've been coming up a good amount. And you know, look, this doesn't mean much, but because it could just come right back down and we could go sideways for 4 months, right? As we've been discussing. But yeah, these are daily candles. This is about the last 3.5 months. But let me go to the next slide because yeah, this is the Bitcoin price action today. How you feeling? Oh yeah. That's pretty amazing actually, right? Man. Imagine if I did that on Fractal Bitcoin. That'd be funny. Yeah, good morning. Is it just me or does it feel like we're about to be cleared for launch? It really does. Maybe nothing is going to happen. Maybe we come back down. Who knows? But we're not going to come back down that far. That's for sure. And at some point, we're going to make a new all-time high, right? Because we made an all-time high back on March 14th. And the high was 73,800 ish. And yeah, so, and here's Bitcoin for Freedom brings up a good point here. I think the suddenly moment starts after Bitcoin flips gold, which happens when Bitcoin will be at $810,000 per Bitcoin. After that, most people will realize that Bitcoin won't die and everyone will rush to get a piece of the cake. It will go from 810,000 to 10 million much faster than people expect. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be that moment, right? When normal people realize, you know, en masse that, oh yeah, this Bitcoin thing is real. And oh yeah, our fiat is being inflated to infinity and we got to do something in Bitcoin. Bitcoin's the thing that's going to save us. I mean, normal people are going to realize that at some point. And there's going to be some point when most of them reach that conclusion around the same time. And then that's where the FOMO is going to kick in. Everyone's going to start buying Bitcoin. And that's why he's saying we might go, like once we get close to a million, at some point we're going to have a huge leg up, right? Here's Mandrick. When Bitcoin hit 63,000 a couple days ago, I jokingly thought, if I had my stack on an exchange, I'd sell here and buy back at 60K. Thankfully, I self-custody, and I'm also not stupid enough to think I know how to trade. Stack and HODL, no one knows the future. Yeah, this is really one benefit of having your Bitcoin in self-custody, right, on your own hardware wallet, is... In order, if you were going to sell it, which, why would you ever sell your Bitcoin? I mean, at least for the next 10 years. Hello? But yeah, like sometimes you feel like you might want to sell and buy back in at a lower price. But the hassle of sending it from your cold storage onto an exchange, yada, yada, it's not worth it. So this is a very good point from Mandrick. Yeah, Lynn Alden reminds us that Cornell's BTPI... and there's an article I'll show you in a second. They announced a $1 million project to research the relationship between Bitcoin and financial freedom across multiple countries. And here's the article from Cornell University. And yeah, this is BTPI, which is the Brooks School Tech Policy Institute at Cornell, is going to research the relationship between Bitcoin and financial freedom. Yeah, but Bitcoin's a scam though, right? It's only for drug dealers and all that, right? Yeah, no, obviously not. I mean, this is a different kind of adoption, right? They're not buying Bitcoin, but they're spending $1 million researching the effects of Bitcoin and financial freedom, right? This is significant adoption right here, in my opinion. All right, a reminder to subscribe if you'd like to, and let's get into the fiat government nonsense. I only have a couple stories today. This is for context, and it's because Bitcoin solves these issues. All right, here's Humble Bitcoiner. He says, everything's fine. Yeah, this is if America was a household, okay? All right. In the green here, this is the annual family income, $46,800. Okay. Oh, then we got some red here. This is the annual family expenditure, $64,700. All right. Well, first off, we're spending more than we're earning. Oh, but then we also have new credit card debt, $17,900. Oh, that's not good. And then we have existing credit card debt, $345,000. This is if America was a household. This is how bad America is running itself financially. And by the way, it's not that America is just making mistakes and not running their household properly in terms of money. It's not that. They're doing it on purpose. It's a criminal class of people that are controlling the government and printing money and doing all the evil things they're doing. And they're running this into the ground because they're the ones getting all the money that's printed. They're laundering it through foreign countries, everything, right? So this is not like, oh, the president's, or it's not like the government's stupid and they don't know how to handle money. It's not that. They're literally purposefully killing it and raping the whole financial system, including you. So anyway, I thought that was very interesting. Here's a little bit on shrinkflation, which I reported on yesterday or the day before. But now France, it's France versus shrinkflation. Starting July 1st, all shrinked products must be labeled for consumers. So now when, I don't know if there's a, well, no, there's not really a picture, but yeah, because I talked yesterday about sponges. The woman, she used to buy, it was three sponges in a pack. And now she buys the same pack, but there's only two sponges in there. And so now France is saying, look, if you're going to shrink the product or give less, you have to label that for consumers. I mean, we'll see how long this lasts. I mean, France does some wacky stuff. They do some good stuff too, but I, you know, whatever. It just, this is a symptom of what I was just talking about, where the criminal class is killing our currency and our store of value and stealing it from you every day. All right, now this is with has to do with Bitcoin mining. A new study shows microgrids, MGs, not using Bitcoin mining waste large amounts of renewable energy. But when they use Bitcoin mining, it stops almost all renewable energy waste, reduces MG cost by 46%, accelerates MG development, and decarbonizes power production. Again, this is showing, it's a study showing that Bitcoin mining is really good for these electrical grids and for efficiency, right? It stops almost all renewable energy waste, right? So instead of just wasting the energy, we can use it for something like Bitcoin, which is the greatest thing invented in your lifetime. Easily, not even a question. So this is great news. And here, this is live. Here we go. This is the Canadian Bitcoin Conference. Are these guys ripping up dollar bills? It must be fake money. This is the Canadian Bitcoin Conference 2024. And on the screen are the Simply Bitcoin guys. Yeah, it looks like they're having fun. Anyway, I just wanted to show you that there's an event happening. And I'm assuming since today's Friday, I'm assuming it goes all weekend. And here's BTC Sessions right here. And I think these guys are all Canadians. I know BTC Sessions is a Canadian. But yeah, have you gone to any Bitcoin conferences? Question for you. Comment below. All right, here's Fountain posting. There are now 20,000 plus podcasters getting paid in Bitcoin by listeners on modern podcast apps like Fountain. Gradually, then suddenly. Yeah, and here's this is the graph from, this is like mid-2023. We were down near 13,000, and now we're all the way up past 20,000 in a year. Yeah, that looks like a year. So this is what's happening to creators, and it's just starting. Creators are going to be able to receive Bitcoin through the Lightning Network directly from their listeners, from their supporters. We don't need Visa. We don't need credit cards. We don't need Patreon. We don't need anything. We have Lightning. Now there's no middleman anymore. It's the creator and their audience, and their audience can just zap them Satoshis. That's it. And again, this is just starting to catch on. We're so early, but this is going to catch on more and more, and it's great. Why do we need any middlemen? I mean, maybe we needed them before, but we don't need them anymore. That rhymed.
Oh, forget it.
I'm telling you, Barry. And here, choose your starter Pokemon. Okay, some say Charmander is the best. Some say Squirtle. But deep down, we all know that the Federal Reserve prints money out of thin air and that Bitcoin is our only hope to escape the ravages of fiat money. Oh, I thought this was funny. I thought you'd appreciate that. I love I love the memes that do that. And here's studying Bitcoin be like... Oh, and I'm going to shrink the screen a little so we can see the whole video. Yeah, here we go. So here's the point of view. You realize your life is a lie. You have been horribly betrayed and someone is controlling the laser. And here's you. And here's fiat money is the one pointing the laser. And here's the Bitcoiner. So let's watch this, right? So the fiat money is a distraction. You're watching it. And here's the Bitcoiner looking. It gets bored with the distraction in 2 seconds and is like, what is going on? Who is this controlling the fiat money? And there's the laser eyes. Oh, yeah, baby. This is the evolution of a Bitcoiner. Let's go. Well, here's our website, fractalbitcoin.com. This link on top says join our locals community. Click that and join our locals community. Yeah, this is where we hang out and chat. It's growing. It's small, but it's growing. So please join the locals. It's free. It's free. So just join. And also, don't forget, every Friday and today at 4 p.m., we have the Bitcoin panel. I'm going to be talking to Carlinho. It's going to be great. So check it out every Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We stream for an hour with a bunch of awesome Bitcoiners and it's great. So that's it for today. Quick one because I have the Bitcoin panel coming up later, but I appreciate you. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and follow the channel and like the video and all that. Thanks everybody for all your, encouraging comments. I really appreciate it. And to all the haters, love you too. All right. Have a great weekend. Go into nature. Relax. Resettle yourself. And enjoy the weekend. Enjoy your life. All right. I'll see you Monday. And I'll see you in the panel a little bit later. But then I'll see you Monday for another Bitcoin news video. All right. See you.